Psalm 110, it's a psalm of David, and that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Psalms. David writes, "The Lord says to my Lord, set up my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like dew in the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from the brook along the way, and so he will lift high his head." Today's psalm is the most direct prophecy about Jesus in the book of Psalms. It's called a messianic psalm because it looks forward to the coming of the Messiah. Portions of this psalm are repeated by Jesus, and repeated by Peter, and repeated by the author of Hebrews. David wrote this song as a great coronation hymn for the coming king. Jesus' first coming did not look much like a coronation, did it? His brief time on earth was marred with rejection and challenge, and finally on death on a cross. However, this was all in God's plan. The great king came as our sacrifice so we could one day live with him in his eternal kingdom. One day, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At the end of that day, Jesus wins, and he will reign forever and ever. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. May we live in surrender to your rule in our lives every moment of every day. In your name we pray. Amen.